Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. Welcome to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site, under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. That website, weather.utexas.edu. These are my audio weather thoughts on this Tuesday, on this 21st day of September 2021. Folks, after our 102 yesterday out at Camp Mabry and 99 degrees at Austin Bergstrom International Airport, it'll be well into the 90s today, but a cold front due by about 3, 4, 5 o'clock this afternoon will bring with it a chance of showers and thunderstorms, a wind shift, and we get at least a slim chance of getting some rain where you are, maybe a tenth to about a quarter inch of rainfall. But folks, beyond that, cooler and drier, more stable air moves in as high pressure settles in the wake of the cold front by tonight into tomorrow. Cooler and drier air, dew point temperatures will fall into the 40s and 50s. That'll allow us to feel a lot less humid outside. And in addition, that drier air will cool down a little bit at night. So I'm looking for lows once we get in the latter part of the week, mainly in the 50s to around 60 degrees with daytime highs in the 80s. Now, one thing about drier air you want to keep in mind, normally it gets out of here pretty quick, but this may hold into the weekend a bit. And as a result of that, we're going to see afternoon highs climb back up, because not only does drier air cool down at night, but with time, once we get past getting any cold air advection or cooler air advection behind this front, this air will start to warm up. So I'm expecting temperatures above seasonal averages for the weekend, even though the humidity will not go up all that much until early next week. Nevertheless, plenty of sunshine for the balance of the week after today, once the cold front passes, and that'll continue through the weekend and into early next week. Nothing in the tropics to worry about. Kind of a short update today. Looks like a pretty quiet weather pattern. Keep in mind, later today, some of those showers and thunderstorms could produce some frequent lightning, of course, as you would expect, along with gusty winds around any of the thunderstorms. The last thing I'll mention is for tonight into tomorrow, if we do get any rain, consider ourselves lucky. But at least a number of us won't get any rain at all. And the bad news with that is, with drier air moving in and gusty winds tonight into tomorrow, the fire danger is going to increase. The wildland type of fire danger, grassland type of fire danger. So let's keep that in mind tonight into tomorrow across South Central Texas. Be pretty cautious out there. Otherwise, looking like some pretty good weather for the coming days. Those are my audio weather thoughts on this Tuesday, 21st day of September 2021. I'll update my audio weather thoughts again and the 7-day forecast, of course, on the website. I'll do that again on Wednesday morning. Have yourself a good day.